Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, getting you ready for Jack Caglione, who is set to make his Major League debut coming up in about 2.5 hours. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing very well. Excited for this.
Absolutely. Vern, how many of these days have you had in your career? Because I'm just trying to think back over time. Alex Gordon's debut was on opening day. Just a very different experience. Same thing for Bobby Witt Jr. We're talking about this is a random Tuesday in June that feels like it's maybe the biggest regular season game that they've had so far. How many of these kind of games have you been a part of?
If we exclude the opening day debuts, there's only one that really comes to mind. It was in a very similar situation in that it was a college prospect, a highly touted first-round pick, Ryan Braun with Milwaukee. He got called up early in, what year was that? I don't even know, man. 2007, 2008, I was in Milwaukee. They were in San Diego, so I wasn't with the team. But, yeah, there was tons of hype around him, and, man, he hit the ground running, won Rookie of the Year, went on to win MVP, took a bunch of steroids, and really ruined his legacy. But, yeah, that was cool in the moment.
I understand that everybody wants to see their team win a championship, but you know this, Vern. There's other exciting moments that happen along the way. This is, in my opinion, one of the most exciting things that you can have. This is having the five-star quarterback that decides to commit to your school. This is having the great one-and-done player that you think can help you make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Like right now, the player comparisons that are being thrown out there are lofty. We're hearing Shohei. We're hearing Aaron Judge. We're hearing Pete Alonso. But right now, none of it seems so far-fetched given how quickly we've seen him move up through the minor leagues.
Yeah, and I think that should give Royals fans confidence that this isn't a dice roll that the Royals are taking here with Jack Caglione. Not saying that he's going to dominate tonight. I'm not even saying that he might not need to return to Omaha at some point to get something worked out. That could happen, but this is a big leaguer, right? This is a guy that is going to – just look at tonight's game. How early into the pitcher's meeting – is the name Jack Caglione brought up when you're getting ready for this Royals lineup. Now, obviously, that pitcher's meeting begins with you can't let Bobby Witt Jr. beat you, but where do you go to next? You know, if you're Andre Pallante, the right-hander that's starting tonight for the Cardinals, where do you look in this lineup? You see Bobby Witt Jr. and then that mutant in the sixth spot as designated hitter. So, you know, this isn't... And I'm sure this is obvious to most, but this isn't the Nicky Lopez, the Adalberto, even the Adalberto Mondesi. This isn't the, man, he has all the talent in the world. Let's see if it comes together. No, he's here. He's going to be a Royal for the foreseeable future, and teaming up with Bobby Witt Jr., you suddenly have two of the most marketable big leaguers on the planet repping Kansas City. You know, Bobby with his five-tool dynamic talent, and then Cags with the power, the size, and the good looks. For Kansas City to have two of the most recognizable, I think this is where they'll end up, two of the most recognizable big leaguers, makes me really feel as if, C-Dot, we're entering a new era of Royals baseball. You know, beginning today, with these two kind of leading the way, if last year was a first step into this new era, calling up Jack Caglione kind of completes it, and it's an era that I look at, it's about a half decade. I'm not saying it ends at a half decade, but at the end of the 2030 season, Bobby Witt Jr. has a decision to make. He can opt out of his contract, and I would imagine likely will. Not to say that he can't sign a new one, but from now until then, the job is to convince Bobby that it don't get any better than how you have it right here in Kansas City. From the new stadium to how aggressively they attack the offseason, how aggressively they attack the draft, both first year and international. To me, starting today, the goal is World Series every single season. Yes, it's to compete every year, to get to the playoffs every single season, but the goal is to win the whole dang thing, not just get there, because when you have these two players, sure, John Sherman's going to spend, you know, J.J. Piccolo's going to scout and draft, and hopefully they continue to do everything that they've done of late. But now, to me, the focus narrows. When you have two players of this caliber, and you know you have them for the next 5.5 years, the goals change. The expectations change. You have difference makers in the middle. So from ownership to the front office, coaching staff, and the players, it's, to me, a new era of Royals baseball with these two leading the way.
I don't know if the Royals have ever had a prospect like this. Like, we were talking about, you know, the debut and some of the big days that we've had. Like, I was here whenever Zach Greinke made his first start. It was a buzz at the stadium. When Hosmer, when Moose, when those guys made their start. I'm talking about the pure prospect of it. When you hear the power numbers, we had J.J. Cooper on, and you know that not many people know Major League Baseball prospects like him. He says that Jack has the best raw power of any Royals prospect since Bo Jackson. The Royals have had some great prospects. I don't know if they've had many great power-hitting prospects, and I think that's a big reason why the hype is so high for him.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Having the ability to lead Major League Baseball in home runs will certainly get the people excited. No, there's nobody since Bo Jackson with more power than Jack Caglione. And prior to Bo Jackson, I mean, I could make something up, but no, I mean, John Mayberry didn't start in this organization. Clint Hurdle didn't have that type of power. George Brett didn't have that type of... Yes, be excited for the power. Again, to go back to what I was talking about, to have someone that needs to come up very quickly in those pitchers' meetings because he can change the game with one swing of the bat. And you look at how it switches up this lineup now. I'm glad to see Michael jump to the three spot. You get real Lorenzo Cain vibes from him in the three spot, right? A guy that can do it all isn't going to hit for a ton of home run power, but can run into plenty of doubles and certainly a handful of triples. And you kind of clump together the big oafs in Vinny, Salvi, and Cags. And then the guys that you were asking to do stuff that they weren't capable of doing, right? The Waters and Lofton and Isbell, who have had outstanding seasons, but we're looking at them going, hey, hit some more home runs. No, we've never been home run hitters. That's not our job. No, Salvi, Vinny, Cags, these are guys that can now change the game with one swing to go along with Bobby Witt Jr. And you can play your speed, classic, athletic Kansas City Royals baseball now from 7-8-9 and flip the lineup over to India, Bobby, and Mike Kell. Really like the flow of this team because it was just in a spot where you were asking a bunch of Punch and Judys to put together 4 or 5 singles to scratch across a crooked number. Now you add at least one more bat that can do that with one swing at the dish. Now you certainly need one more but the trade deadline's still more than a month and a half away. So there's plenty of time to find that additional bat, that additional thump that the middle of this lineup will certainly need.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, getting his thoughts on Jack Caglione, who is set to make his major league debut. You're going to hear Vern start his pregame show coming up in about an hour and a half or so. You know I love a good cross-board comparison. I remember listening to a podcast that Kevin Durant was on, and he was talking about the biggest challenge for him when he joined the NBA was playing defense. He was like, I'm constantly running through screens, and I've never had to deal with that before. When you had to, or when you've seen prospects like this, what is the biggest thing that they struggle with? What is the biggest change from, I dominated college, I dominated the minors, and it's going to take me a little bit of adjusting now that I'm in the majors?
Failure. The thing that most people struggle with in any profession. The thing that all ball players struggle with. And when you need only 70-some-odd minor league games before you make your big league debut, you haven't really faced adversity. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. didn't really face adversity until he made it to the big leagues and faced a few months of adversity. And then the next season faced another month of adversity. And it's been a yellow brick road basically ever since for Bob. You know, Cags is going to have his rough patch. But again, that's why this isn't the dream scenario, right? He's not joining a team that is steamrolling towards a division title with a red-hot offense. That was the dream scenario. You know, Cags coming in and being the second name that is brought up in a pitcher's meeting was not the dream scenario. So he's here because of that, because this team was absolutely desperate for some power. MJ is in Omaha. Renfro is taking care of his kids. And Michael Massey's now, you know, out of the lineup. These were three guys that you believed in, that you were banking on, that you were expecting something out of coming into the season, and it's a big over across the board. So, yeah, Cags is here, but this, again, isn't the dream scenario, or as JJ said earlier today with Cody and Gold, no, this isn't the ideal scenario, but the expectations are get to October, and now that you're starting the clock with Jack Caglione, the expectation is it's a new era of Royals baseball where you do whatever it takes for the bottom line, right? The attitude that this organization had in 2015, to me, is now the attitude that they have for the foreseeable future.
Vern, what do you make of the date of the call-up? I'm sure by now you've heard the clip with David Sampson basically saying this was a silly move, that the Royals should have waited 14 days to make this decision. I've heard some contrasting reports that this has been overblown, that the Royals are obviously very aware of where they are. What do you make of this controversy and the Royals calling him up when they did?
Yeah, I don't know who it's a controversy to. That's my issue. I heard one person say that it's controversial, and that one person is a relatively unknown, so I'm not going to pay a much mind. I hear baseball people celebrating the fact that Jack Caglione is here because he's earned it with his play, and coupled with a team that has October aspirations, he deserves to be here. He should be here. He is here, and to me, that's the end of the story.
Vern, how much of this do you think is about the player? How much of this do you think is hitting the panic button? I think it's a good mix of the two, but the Royals just can't tell me, from everything that they have done from a before Memorial Day up until bringing up Jack Caglione, they were moving so many chess pieces around. They were pressing so many different buttons, but there was one card left to play, and now they played that wild draw four. Some of it has to be them pressing the panic button after a weekend in which they only scored one run and then had an off day. How much of this do you think is about the player prospect? How much of this do you think is the Royals pressing the panic button?
I'd say 60-40, 65-35. Jack earning it over the team's free fall offensively. But there's no getting around this weekend. This series loss at home to the Detroit Tigers, almost, I understand there's 102 games still to play. But unless some sort of injury befalls the Detroit Tigers, the Royals shouldn't pay attention to the Tigers anymore. If they stay atop the division, you ain't winning the division. And that happened not because the Royals are a bad team. It happened because the Royals are an all-time offensive offense. It's finally getting them. You know, I 2 weeks into the season, we had people calling into the post-game show, and I'm sure writing into your show saying, oh, you know, see, not this offense is killing us. And, you know, I'd laugh them off because like, the Royals are on pace to win 90-some-odd games. Nothing's killing them. The offense, give them some time. Why wouldn't you give them some time? The pitching is holding it down. Give them some time. Okay, MJ's gone. Okay, well, give them some time. You're still on pace to win more than 89 games this season. Okay, Renfro's gone. Okay, Massey's not hitting. All of a sudden, you're on pace to win 83, 85 games. The division is slipping away. No, you need to do something because as the division slips away, the opportunity to get into October, the options slip away. Cags earned it because everything that you were hoping to see from him in week one, you saw. Everything you were hoping to see in week two from him offensively, you continued to see as far as, yeah, the chase is still there, but you saw, at least I did, diving into the at-bats, you saw a better eye for the plate, but you continued to see a guy that's just bigger and stronger than his competition, a guy that wasn't being challenged at the level he needed to be challenged at. So it all adds up to what we're in store for tonight, and that is the 22-year-old's big league debut.
I really reject the notion that the Royals are bringing Jack to come in and be some savior, and I think that anybody kind of holding him to that, you just created an even more unrealistic expectation. Who needs to be the savior for the Royals is Salvador Perez. Who needs to be the savior for the Royals is Vinny Pasquantino. None of this matters if those guys continue to give you offensively what they've basically given you since last September.
Yeah, without question. Vinny's last 10 days, he's looking more like Vinny. Now, throughout the month of May, the numbered fella hit .336 since the start of May. So, you know, he's hitting the ball. The question is he going to get it done with runners in scoring position? Yes was the answer this weekend. He's the reason why you won that game on Saturday. And now he's starting to look, again, a small sample size of 10 days, 11 days. But he's looking more and more like the undeniable one that we saw a season ago. Last 10 days, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. That's the balance that made Vinny, an all-star caliber first baseman. So good signs from him. Good signs from Jonathan India. Bobby's always a stud. And obviously you need Salvi to be better. But again, you need Salvi out of the cleanup spot. I'll say it again. It's unfair to ask a 35-year-old to catch in Kansas City and ask him to lead your team to a division title. Now, maybe you can backdoor into the third wild card spot if you're going to rely on Salvi to do all that again this year. But whether it's Cags, whether it's Michael, whether it's a trade deadline acquisition, Salvi needs to find himself down in that 6 or 7 spot come September.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a few more minutes here, just getting his thoughts ahead of Jack Caglione, who is set to make his major league debut. The lineup is always going to be a topic of conversation. I don't have any issues with it. I guess we're just going to continue to argue about where Jonathan India should hit. I feel like we've been doing that long enough. I'm not super interested in continuing that argument. Having Jack Caglione be the DH today and hit 6th, that seems right to me. He's only played 14 games in the outfield in his minor league career. I think they're going to have him play a little bit of first base as well, some places that he feels comfortable. But putting him in the lineup, getting him consistent ABs, I mean, that's the number one focus. And to me, trying to make this process as seamless as possible.
Well, he's here for his bat. Put him in right field, and you're going to take his bat out of the game late in games. So, yeah, that's the decision. What do you prioritize? The first 3 trips to the dish or Cag's bat being available for the duration of the game? If he's in right field and you find yourself up by 1 run in the 8th inning, he's coming out of there. And likely will for the foreseeable future. I'm talking about the rest of this season. So, yeah, get ready to see him as the designated hitter. Until you get to a place where he's not a liability late in the game in right field. Yeah, starting him off as a designated hitter once again shows that this is not the dream scenario. the dream scenario was he's ready to go in the corner outfield, and again, he's joining a team steamrolling towards the postseason. But instead, it's a team that has lost 8 straight games as home favorites, and a team that is now just 2 games above 500.
This is my best case scenario for Jack Caglione this season, that he is asked to participate in the Home Run Derby and he is in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. That means things I would say went pretty well for him this year. Not talking about a player comparison and throwing out Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge, like something concrete. Hey, what could this potentially be? How do you see this? What's the best case scenario? What do you think he could be for the final 100 games of the season?
I'll sign off on your best case scenario. That sounds good to me. What do I foresee? I don't know. I'm excited to watch what he does. I'm not expecting him to be a savior. I'm expecting him to offer a threat of thump to a lineup that was devoid of it. He's an outstanding young man. He's going to be a great clubhouse addition. Girls in Kansas City are going to go crazy for him. We'll see if he brings people to the yard outside of the Yankee series. I'm excited to watch him. I'm excited to watch him, but I'm more excited to watch this pitching staff to see if they can keep it up.
One thing you never want them to say about your lineup is that it is devoid of thump. You never want to be devoid of thump in your lineup. Last couple of things here, Vern. I've said this. There is one thing that I feel very confident in. I think he's going to hit. He has hit at every single level. He hit at Florida. He hit in Double A. He hit in Triple A. Maybe he doesn't hit 320 the way that he did down in Omaha, but I could see him hitting 240 with some pop and also able to drive some runs in for you. I also feel like he's going to strike out a bunch. Like, it is going to be noticeable how much he strikes out in this, especially in this early part.
Yeah, we'll see. Listen, I'm excited to watch. Yeah, I don't have expectations because, again, I'm not asking the kid to lead this team anywhere. We'll see. We were expecting a bunch of strikeouts in Omaha, and that didn't happen. The guy's special, right? 70-some-odd games before you make your big league debut, you're a good player. Again, like I said at the beginning, this isn't a dice roll. This is a legitimate big leaguer. Does he ever see Omaha again? Yeah, possibly. Certainly that could happen. But for the next 6 years, Jack Caglione's going to hit in the middle of the lineup for the Kansas City Royals. He'll be paid handsomely at the tail end, and who knows, maybe it lasts longer than that. Maybe this combo of Bobby and Jack is going to go down as the Mahomes and Kelsey of this side of the parking lot.
Vern, I'll get you out of here with this. Where are your baseball cards? Because I know that 12-year-old Vern had a bunch of baseball cards. Why are you not on the island somewhere? Where are they?
They are in a Chewy box in the basement.
Okay. When was the last time you gone down there just to remind yourself of what you have? You might be sitting on gold and you don't even know it.
Oh, I ordered some baseball cards about a week ago. I got an email and it worked. It hooked me. So I was just down there. Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, that is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show. Future millionaire, it sounds like.
It's pretty cool. Growing up, opening up a card and being like, wow, you know what? I've never had a Bryce Harper card. I've never had an Aaron Judge card. It was a cool moment for I never had a Freddie Fermin card until yesterday, so I'm glad to have that one.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show. Stick around. In an hour, you will hear Josh Vernier on the Royals pregame show for one of the most anticipated regular season games, certainly in the month of June in quite some time. The Royals travel to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. Jack Caglione will make his major league debut. Vern, great stuff, man. I look forward to catching up with you later in the week.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show. All right, we got a lot to get into. This is actually a really good hypothetical button game. I'm actually going to pocket this one, and we'll play that probably tomorrow. Text line, good job by you. That's a really good hypothetical question for Jack Caglione. Coming up on the other side, speaking of the rookie, he had his first big league media availability. I'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by
DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Coming up in exactly 1 hour, we will hand things off to the Royals pregame show to get you ready for Jack Caglione's major league debut. Speaking of the rookie, he met with the media earlier today. Here is the potential rookie of the year, Jack Caglione.
I'm honestly just pretty excited, to be honest with you. I got families here. I know my dad's super excited. I'm just ready to get going.
You've done a really good job of staying level-headed with timelines and just going out there and doing your thing. Were you caught off guard by this over the weekend or sensing it could be happening?
Rusty sat me down and said that it could be coming quicker than you think. Omaha had a two-week homestand, so I was sitting there thinking probably at the end of the two-week homestand, hopefully. So when Jersh called me in the office on Sunday, I was pleasantly surprised, to say the least.
So are there nerves right now, excitement? Are you calm? How would you describe what the last 48 hours have been like in walking into a big league stadium today?
Yeah, definitely more excitement than anything. You know, I've been dreaming of this day ever since I could really kind of comprehend the idea of being a professional baseball player. So I'm super excited. Last 48 hours have been a whirlwind, to say the least. You know, move into an apartment in Omaha on Tuesday, and thankfully my fiance is there, so she helped me pack everything back up, and we hit the road yesterday morning and came into KC.
Expectations for yourself?
Just play hard. You know, after you make contact, the result's out of your hands. So just like I've been trying to work on, just keep the zone stick to my strengths, really. Just kind of go from there and play hard for these guys.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will get to the top story of the day, talking about Jack Caglione and him being called up to the major leagues. He makes his major league debut coming up later today. I also want to play for you guys what J.J. Piccolo had to say. He was on the Midday Show earlier today, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, talking about the number one story with the Royals. One point that I want to make about Cags, and to keep all of this into perspective, a lot of people have talked about the Jack coming in and being the savior for the Royals. I don't see it that way. If the Royals are going to make the playoffs, they need two of their offensive players to turn things around. They need a better version of Salvador Perez than they've had for the last 80 games. They need a better and more consistent version of Vinny Pasquantino as well. Vinny was trending to be one of the best young hitters in the American League before the injury. Now, we have kind of had some pockets with Vinny where he looks like his old self. I don't know if we've seen it nearly consistent enough. Salvador Perez, I know we were having this conversation, Rob, last week about, are you ready to say it? And I'm not ready to say it yet. But if you go over the last 80 games, so dating back to last season, we're talking about at this point almost a half season of Salvador Perez. He's hitting .248 with 6 home runs and 36 RBIs in his last 80 games if you date it back to last season. So part of the Royals' offensive problems have been MJ Melendez. Part of the Royals' offensive problems have been Hunter Renfro, have been Biggio, have been some of their supporting cast of characters. And some of the problems for the Royals has been Vinny Pasquantino isn't the same player that he was on June 1 of last year. Salvador Perez is, it feels like he is in some form of a prolonged slump. And how long can he keep this up? That is part of it too. So we can expect Cags to come in here and be a jolt to this offense. Man, the best jolt that they can have is getting Vinny hot. The best jolt that this offense could have is getting Salvador Perez back to what he was last year around this time, or what he was 2 years ago. That's the best thing that can happen to this offense. I think Jack is coming in here to help supplement some things and be an upgrade over what you've had. But I don't think you're counting on a 22-year-old who has played 50 minor league games. I don't think you're expecting him to come in and carry your offense. No, you're asking him to come in and be a part of what you're doing. This offense continues. It will go as far as Bobby Witt Jr. will take them, Salvador Perez, and Vinny Pasquantino. Bobby has still been good. He hasn't been what he was last year, but Bobby has still been good at an all-star level. That's not what you have at first base, and that's not what you have at catcher right now from an offensive perspective.
I feel like, and this is the problem with the Royals this season, is like Groundhog Day. I feel like we've had this conversation at least 60 times this already this season. But so much of the Royals' problem boils down to the guys they're relying on, let's put Perez to the side for a minute, just aren't having as much pop as last year. Vinny's still hitting pretty well this year. He just doesn't have the same slugging percentage that he did last year. It's just not putting the ball over the wall, and it's getting better at the same level he was last year. He was a guy that was trending for 20-plus home runs and 100 RBIs last season. That was, you know, a guy that you went, oh, you can pencil him in every day. He's your three-hitter. You got a guy. Bobby has been, again, good this season, but last year he was, what, runner-up, second runner-up for MVP? He was having a historic season. Those guys have been good this year. They've just taken a half step back. The big one is Salvador Perez, and I think the Royals hope, and I think if you ask J.J. Piccolo or John Sherman or Mac Cutrero behind closed doors, what's the hope with Cags beyond just what he can do from an individual standpoint? Is to take some of the pressure off Salvador Perez. Perez is no longer batting .400 tonight. Now, I don't know if that's just a one-night thing, but I'm hoping it's a trend. And I'm hoping, or I'm thinking, the Royals are treating that like a not trend. Let's move Salvador Perez back. He's not hitting well enough to be in the four spot. And I would bet the Royals at one point this season are hoping, quietly, that Cags is so good they can bring Perez back even further down the lineup. Because the way he is hitting in that last 80 games and this season is not a cleanup hitter. And how many times have you been to a game, Carrington, or watched on TV, or felt like, man, there's one big hit away, and then their four hitter comes up? That should be big hit time, and it's a pop out. It's a strikeout on three sliders. It's a ground out double play. It just feels like that position in the lineup is designed to be in big moments, and he is not converting those big moments. So give someone else those opportunities.
I'm looking at the Royals lineup right now, and this lineup should give you a chance. The lineup that they are trotting out there today, they have Jonathan India at leadoff, Bobby Witt Jr., Mikel Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Jack Caglione. That 1-6 is enough. That you don't need all six of those guys to be red hot. You need 4 out of 6. You need half of those guys. The outfield lineup, to me, is better than what we were talking about at the very beginning of the season. Today, their outfield, it's Lofton, Waters, and Isbell. That's probably the best outfield that they can field for now. This offense is certainly good enough to not be the worst non-Colorado Rockies offense in the league. That's all we're talking about right now. We're talking about right now an offense that the only team that they have outscored is the team that is 9-50. You're not asking this Royals team to be top 10. Can the Royals take right now, which is a bottom three offense, and can they get somewhere to 17-18? If you can see that kind of jump over the next 100 games or so, this is a playoff team. But it's just really, really hard, especially when we know teams are going to make adjustments, teams are going to make improvements. I just don't know how you can expect to make the playoffs with the 29th ranked offense. That's just a really, really difficult thing to do. And you continue to put pressure on your pitching staff to basically be perfect almost each and every night out there. So that's what I'm expecting Cags to come out here and do to help round out this lineup. 1-6. From India all the way down to Caglione hitting sixth. That is a legitimate major league lineup that you are fielding. There is no reason for you to be down near the bottom, near the Pirates, White Sox, and Rockies when we are talking about run production. And if you can just find a way to get to the high 20s or low teens, this is a team that with their rotation, they can win 87, 88 games. This time, they can potentially host the wild card games. But they had to do something. They had to give their offense a jolt. And this was the last card to potentially play, which was bringing in Jack Caglione and having him hit six today and be the designated hitter. Coming up on the other side, we'll hear from J.J. Piccolo, the Royals general manager, and calling up their number one prospect. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we're going to hand things off to Josh Verner, who is going to get you ready for Royals and Cardinals today. And Jack Caglione is set to make his major league debut. Earlier today on the station, J.J. Piccolo joined the midday show when he was asked about now being the right time for Cags to come join the big league club.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. In an ideal situation, that would be the easiest way to break him in. But, you know, we've also said all along that we're just evaluating the player and we're going to do what's best for the player. And you know, it just seems like every week he shows us something that in whatever area it may be. And a lot of it's just pitch selection where he is improving. And we thought last week, early in the week, he faced some pretty good arms. You know, we were playing the Twins AAA team, and there were a couple guys there that have big league time that are quality pitchers, and you could see in his at-bats that he was making adjustments, not only at-bat, but pitch to pitch. He walked a few more times last week than he had previous weeks. You know, drove the ball well, used all fields. He's not trying to do too much. He's taking his hits to left field. You know, it's just, you know, clear to us that he's a very mature hitter, and his time has come a little bit before we anticipated. And we had some really senior evaluators there in Omaha last week, and they walked away very impressed. And quite honestly, by Friday night, you know, I had settled in my mind that this is probably going to happen early next week.
I had heard at least one scout describe it as the way Bobby Wood Jr. works, in the sense that, like, okay, maybe they have flaws in their game, but then you're like, hey, I'd like you to work on this. And by the time they're working on it, they're already kind of fixing part of the problem. Is that kind of what you're talking about when you're talking about, like, those adjustments happening quick for Jack?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And let's face it, every player has flaws. I mean, there's no perfect player in this world. So there's going to be challenges for Jack, just like any major league player. And there's going to be some ups and downs, but that's normal. You know, but the way he's handled the attention, the way he handled going from double A to triple A, the way he even handled last year, going from A ball to the fall league and really getting going at the end of the fall league. You know, they're all good signs that he can take some coaching, really some self-evaluation, and really put his mind to addressing whatever it is that he's trying to address. And he's just got that presence about him, and you see it in, you know, I'd say once every, you know, 8 to 10 years, you know, you see a player where there's just that presence, and he's got that presence. And the other thing I keep trying to remind myself, I'll say, you know, he's 22 years old. He's a young kid, but there have been a lot of players that have played, you know, Latin American players, guys like Bobby that break into the league at 21 years old. You know, we shouldn't hold it against him, you know, because he spent 3 years in college. You know, when you see a mature hitter, you know it when you see it. And, you know, Jack just keeps proving that he can make these adjustments and be ready for the major leagues. So adding him to our major league team right now is a reflection of what he's done and his readiness for the major leagues.
We all had a chance, JJ, to see the social media video when Jersh broke the news to Cags. And again, I know you've been part of these before, but I guess peel back the curtain a little bit. What's that like for even you to maybe watch that, to see that reaction from a kid that has been playing baseball his whole life? And obviously his dream, his goal was to get to the big leagues.
Yeah, they're really neat to see. You know, before social media, we never got a chance to see those things. Our fans didn't get a chance to see it. So now, you know, when you get a chance to see it, you see how special it is. You see the player's reaction. I thought it was great that, you know, Jersh said, now go call your dad. That was pretty cool to hear as well. But Jersh has done that so many times for so many players that he's had a lot of practice. And you never want to take away from that moment. You want the player just to enjoy it. And ideally, you know, if their family was in town, you just go outside the clubhouse and give them a big hug. In this case, you know, he had to go call his dad. So pretty cool stuff.
No doubt about that. We're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, here on 96.5 The Fan. Maybe this will be more of a question for Q and some of the guys later on this afternoon, but what kind of boost can this be for a clubhouse, too, when you're a team that obviously has expectations to go win and was in the playoffs last year, and then now you get a player that has the potential to really help this team?
Well, the team's excited about it. You know, we spoke to a couple players on Sunday evening just to let them know they knew that it was probably coming at some point. I think what Jack has done that it's going to be very, very helpful for him is the time he spent in spring training, he was so respectful to everybody else in the clubhouse. There was humility that just is engaging and endearing to the team. So when guys handle themselves like that, they're hard not to root for. I know our clubhouse is following what he was doing every day, and, you know, it's hard not to. But I think it's more of a reflection of who he is and how he gained the respect of teammates in spring training. And that's a big part of this. You know, you want a guy to be mature enough to handle the major leagues, but if they aren't that type of teammate, a move like this can create animosity. Well, that's absolutely not the case here. There's excitement within the clubhouse, and, you know, now we got to go out and play baseball. You know, it's not just about Jack Caglione. It's about our lineup starting to function a little bit better. I think what it does, it clearly adds some power to our lineup.
I guess it's just like a follow-up to that and just like the way he's going to play in the field. What is kind of the preferred, or I don't know, the mix you and Q are talking about? How much right, how much first, how much DH, and I guess how high are you willing to hit him in the lineup? Is there a possibility tonight we could see him hitting fourth or fifth? Or are you guys thinking about maybe starting him lower in the lineup and then trying to work him in that way?
Well, it's either going to be five or six, one of the two. You know, that, and that's what we're trying to decide on. And, you know, positionally, you know, he's done a good job in right field. You know, that's something that Rusty Koontz has spent the last 2 weeks with him. Rusty's very confident that he's going to hold his own out there. You know, it is a new position for him, so we got to be realistic in what we expect. First base is clearly his most comfortable position. But more than likely tonight, I think he's going to be DHing, you know, and I think, you know, that's very intentional just because you want him to just, you know, focus on the bat. Don't worry about the defense. So he'll probably DH tonight. But defensively, you're going to see him in the DH spot. You're going to see him in right field, and you're going to see him at first base. He's going to just be part of that mix with Salvi and Vinny at first base, and there's going to be some opportunity to get him there as well.
I think some fans were trying to figure out exactly how the service time stuff works and Super 2 eligibility works. We played some audio from David Sampson, who was critical of your guys' decision to make the move now versus waiting a few weeks. If you could just kind of explain how that works. And my understanding is there's different cutoff dates each year sometimes for Super 2 eligibility, and how much, if at all, did that play a role in this decision?
Well, first of all, it never plays a role for the Kansas City Royals. We're going to do what's best for the player, what's best for the organization. You know, there's a lot of unpredictability in Super 2, and it's very complicated to try to explain it real quickly here. But it's a little bit of a sliding scale, so he potentially can be a Super 2, but that's not the end of the world if he's a Super 2. that's not why we would or wouldn't make a decision, nor is service time. You know, that's if we had thought he was ready for the major leagues opening day, he would have been on the team opening day. So, you know, that is really irrelevant in our minds, because this is about winning baseball games, and this is about putting the right guys on the field.
What's the most impressive home run you've seen Jack Caglione hit? Is there one that stands out of being like, how far have you seen him hit it?
Well, it goes back a few years. I was watching University of Florida play Vanderbilt at the University of Florida, and he was actually pitching that day. I was there to see a player for Vanderbilt. And our area scout, Nick Presto, who ended up signing Jack, you know, told me before the game, he said, look, you're going to see a left-handed pitcher who's pretty good today for Florida, but I like him as a hitter, and he hit one over the scoreboard there at the University of Florida. So that was my first introduction to Jack. And I know he's probably hit some further than that, but that was the first day I ever saw Jack Caglione play. And, you know, it's hard to forget a ball going over a scoreboard. So the first impression was pretty good.
I don't know if an obligation is the right word. Do you feel almost that there's an obligation to not let this pitching, quote unquote, go to waste, that you guys have a really special pitching staff this year?
No doubt about it. I mean, a big part of this decision to bring Jack up has to do with how good our pitching is. If our pitching wasn't as good as it's been, we're not in the position we're in. I mean, that's just facts. You know, the offense hasn't done what we know it's capable of doing and believe it will do. But thankfully, the pitching's been so good, even through a 2-week run here without Steph and Cole. You know, they compete every night. They keep us in every single game. And that's very valuable, and that's a big part of why we're excited for these last 100 games. I mean, it's elite. You know, it was elite last year. It's elite this year. And that's not lost upon us. I mean, pitching is the name of the game. We play good defense. You know, you pitch, you play defense, you get some big hits, you're winning games. And right now we're just not getting the big hits.
That was J.J. Piccolo, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals. He was on the Midday Show earlier today. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll continue to talk about the top story. Jack Caglione is set to make his major league debut coming up in about an hour and a half right here on 96.5 The Fan. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.